Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Hey, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio Network and is the Cosmic Philosopher. I'm Timothy Old, and another great day. I am thankful to be alive and appreciate the wonderful experience of another day. I was thinking recently about appreciation for the planet, Earth planet. There's a lot to appreciate about the planet that I am sure I have been very oblivious to the value and the experience of it. You can't buy this planet. You can't do anything to this planet. And when we are able to develop our senses to the have a good knowledge of what the Earth planet is like. And let's say we can some inquiry questions to get our minds in the dynamics of the existence of planet Earth and how we people have been. I mean, well, we have a whole lot of ancestors who have come and gone, and who knows what they thought about it. The fact that everybody come and they'll go, that's a very, very, you know, valuable thought to ponder. Because you come and you will go. If you are to take a good estimate of how different the different phases of life is. Number one, if you think of how what the experience is when we were a baby, just born, and begin to develop after that in on the planet. I was thinking on this point of civilization. What is guiding my thinking is world history, prehistory. Gives me like the widest primary understanding of civilized life and what the planet without civilized life was like. And then let's say I develop my thinking where my worldview is at right now. I developed this thinking when I was way up in my adult years, when I was like in my 60s. Well, I'm over 70 now. I didn't know much. I didn't know much of the things that I know today. Now, it is very important to realize how helpless we are when it comes to life and the way or how long we would live. It is important that an individual, well, I can only account for civilized people, and not everybody that we think is civilized are civilized. But in birth, you know, at our birth, civilization begins from conception. And that's what I get from the history. And one of the dangerous thing, you know what the brain we have? Yeah, the brain is something that we should be particular about our the brain in our skull, our cranium there. We should be very, very mindful of it. However, I think the creators of the hybrid people It is a protruding type of thoughts that I am thinking. I'm looking deeply into, let's say, the gods did not intend to create a hybrid people. They did not. The time came when they needed some help, intelligent help. And at the time when that was happening, there was no civilized human being around. If you averred two white European talk about this type of issue that I'm speaking of right now, they wouldn't sound like or fall in line with anything that I'm saying. And this draws my strong attention and put my judgment to work as to what I read in history of the origin of white people, and to hear all white people talk. Listen, I am telling you, don't be afraid of white people. Tell them to get out of your territory, because there is no government jurisdiction here that covers them. They want us to think that they are covering us with their government. They don't have a government. And as far as I can see, I have never heard of anybody that stand up and argue about the gods who came to Earth, who are civilized, and they came to Earth when the white people hominid had just depart Africa and go up into Europe. Now, they could only make stone tools. They didn't have any use more than that. And they were not going to have any more use, because hominid don't really go anyplace else but being hominid. Something has happened on the planet concerning the brain that is in animals and human beings. Now, these white people, they are, like I said before, these are not creatures, because they are not human beings, but they are bending every little knowledge they have to make themselves into human, whilst they are still from the origin of a species. And they even said there are only two species in the context of hominid primates and sapien, white sapien species. Only those two we have. And yet still, I ask the question, since they admit that there are only two species here, why are they, like, as it were to say, fumbling around, or having a hard time to distinguish between the two of them pertaining to what we have as life here today? Which of them human come from? Did human being come from hominid? You see what I mean? But these, whatever make them talk after they never spoke a word since 3.5 to 4 million years ago, what make them talk now? And they won't talk about that. They won't talk about that. You see what I mean? Now, what I develop as sense and knowledge is that we don't have anything to say to these white people than to tell them to get out of our territory. That is the first order of our awakening. Order them out. Don't participate with them, because participation with white people living in our territory is an endorsement that they are accepted. Just think about that. And our going to church and participate into that belief is also affirming that they are good to stay among you. And that means that you don't read the history to let you know who white people are, and that they have a lot of disease that they have used to kill us in the past, still using it to kill us today, and that they have phony law that they claim that we must obey, and we are obeying it too. Why? It's because we turned fool 1.5 million years ago, not millions, but since 100,000 years ago. Yeah, they did us sexual harm where we get them blood in our system and we turn fool. And it is intractable, because the amount of us believe their Bible creation story, we are done. Once we believe Bible creation story, we are under these sodomite white people. If we don't read, we don't understand that there was a first Sodom and Gomorrah. There was a first Sodom and Gomorrah, right? And it is proven lately by researchers that Sodom and Gomorrah is a fact that something along the line happened like that, whether or not they twist some of it, but they found the place where the kind of weaponry were used, you know, from the sky. Yeah, and it is affirmed that Sodom and Gomorrah that destroyed the plains, it did exist. It is something that happened. Okay. Now, what I'm trying to say to you, since there are two species, we must understand the nature of these two species before we begin to build up our hopes in ways that is not true. So we need to know the meaning of our species. I've been telling people lately, you can only identify somebody in this context of where their bloodline come from. You just won't know the most important thing, or one of the most important thing, if we don't know bloodline, right? It is not a situation like what we see around us today. We will have to know the history and know where we come from. You know, if you want to talk about your hair color, your skin color, something that relate us to our origins, where our life began. So we know the first is hominid, and their subgroup, Homo erectus, all right, in world history textbook. Now, I don't deal with anything that is not standardized for civilized people. That's all I deal with. So if you want to talk about anything else out in the bushes that don't pertain to civility, that's not my argument. Okay? So people can go live whatever life they want to live, but civilized life is not in the dark. Civilized life is under the light of knowledge. All right. I come to this assessment that white people are not civilized based on the history that walk right back to that first day when a species give development to a sibling, right? Our offspring. Not sibling, but an offspring. And from way down the road, thousands of years down the road, or millions of years down the road, you are belonging to that species. When I listen to white people talk today, I mean, these folks, and I'm telling you, if you don't get it, white people are not human beings. And when we are behaving like they are human beings, we become a prey. Because all they, white people, know to do is to be prey. Make victims of other people. So we are a victim because we don't have any defensive power against white people. Right? Because they have used their trickeries to make things happen. And they know how to develop schemes and stuff like that. And we are not into that. Our creation was not anything. In other words, white people evolution don't have no wealth. You see that? White people creation and their bloodline, where they're coming from, the hominid, don't come with no civilized brain. And if you look into the World History textbook that tells you about civilization, you don't see them in line with any civilized ethnic group whatsoever. But they manage to think, turn things, notions around, that although we outnumber them in population, they manage to outmaneuver us in working tricks and talking fairy tales. You see, to where they will recite or make a situation become so acceptable that your brain go through as it were, a metamorphosis. You go through like metamorphosis. You go in one way and you come out the other way, where we don't remember our indigenous way of life at all. The kind of stuff that our brain should lead us or create create a view for certain things to lead us. We don't have it. The thing is, when your brain loses the activity, the logical activity that we should have, you are open to a lot of destruction. Following you?
White people are the worst come on the earth. They know how to, let me talk about Jesus, transfigure himself before his disciple. That's the way white people are. They are actually writing in the Bible the way they think, you know, and they realize that they can transform themselves, but they are not civilized. But they now study the way that the African people behave and the way we think, and all they do is just ride us like a donkey. White people understand the African people who just were created just the other day, long after their millions of years that they were evolved. And they know how to fix lies and, you know, they tell some lies and, you know, they put some thought into telling that lie. But they tell some of the lies that they have told. You can't give them no kind of a mark, no positive mark, because you have got to be, your brain has got to be destroyed. Too much of your brain is gone. White people are not supposed to have anything at all in our territory, but they have it all. Why? We turn food. And what do it? Well, you don't take poison in your down your throat and into your system. You see what I mean? Even people smoking can damage their lungs over time until it kill them. All right. Well, so is, if you go have sex with somebody and then you find out that you catch a disease, sexually transmitted disease, you will have to go and see the doctor to get antibiotic or something like that to, like, purge out that demonic, stuff inside of your body. So what I'm trying to tell you, white people transform themselves into talking like human and resemble human being. We wouldn't figure that out naturally, just looking on them. No. Because they manage to arrange themselves in such a way that you are not going to see anything out of the norm. And, you know, they're not, like, taking it to that limit where you suspect them. They start to behave like you. So they practice that in their home to behave like African people. And when they come and invade our territory, what you think they do first? They get a lesson on what they see and begin to emulate what we do. And pretty soon, they kick you out. Okay? Now, where their bloodline come from? And I hear some of these white men talking about issues like what I'm saying right now. And anytime they come upon something They can't make up a lie. They say, well, we don't know. We don't know. And move on. That's what they do. Move on. Now, white people are dangerous in this sense. They don't have a civilized brain. None at all. See them brain where them have and a civilized brain. You just think about it for a minute or so. I'm sorry about that, but I'm back now. Listen, we either take it or leave it. Too many African people in the world for us to just put down the need to make an effort to fix our lives. It is our lives that get destroyed. What you see these white people do when a tornado pick them up and throw them all about the place and destroy just about everything they have, they said they're going to rebuild. African people don't do that. We don't do that. You see, and whatever we do it at the BS of these sodomites, inhuman hominid, white, European. Because they continue to invent themselves. And we don't realize that these hominid white non-human people, they come and promote themselves to be human beings. Or in some case, they just use a word like hominid look like human. No human never exists yet. There was no name of human yet when they evolved 3 to 4 million years ago. Come on. Now, they were here first, but they couldn't talk. What do we have over them who started to talk, let's say, at least 100,000 years ahead of when these white people say they start to talk? Now, today, when you look at white people and see how they attire and the kind of stuff they have done, formulate a setting where you look at white people like they are different kinds of people. They are diversified. And therefore, they have a system where they can relegate one thing, take it out of circulation, put something else, and make up something new somewhere. That's the way they do it. Now, it works for them because they work that trick on us and we don't see. We get to a point where our brain just don't work like usual, civilized. So these people tell us all kind of lies, like they are the expert on, you know, the knowledge we are supposed to want. So we now look to them, the church, but they make it seem like it's not them doing it because they're taking, you know, some of the slaves and make them to be somebody to rule over the others. And they realize it works. You see, make the African people keep their own in bondage. When the truth about it is this, these folks are not promising. White people are not promising in anything because they don't worth anything. It's trick they work to be where they are. Tricks. Now, when are we going to find out that it is tricks? A.D. and Adamani is tricks. Because, good, look, when they were rah-rah-rah criminals, or one cycle criminal, they did things a certain way because they understand how to make progress. Okay? And the progress that they make is to be ahead, controlling things. That's the way they are. Right. When we back up and let they take charge, oh, education, everything. Once they learn everything from us, that's it. The donkey is get old and dead. You don't understand these white people. And as far as I can see, the African hybrid people, they are not making any plans to ever rule their own government again. When I look at the situation, I mean, I never understand it all the time. But now I see that, look, white people cannot rule civilization anywhere. Anywhere, they can't. And when we become relegated and subservient to white people, we are demon possessed. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. What I'm telling you is the truth. And the thing is, well, our brain is too damaged to get up and try to revive ourselves. We are too far gone. Not many of us will ever come back from the insanity that the Bible taught us about Adam and Eve in the garden. And it doesn't matter how you see that what they wrote about God and Jesus Christ is impossible to be. You cannot do no better. You have to believe it. Because your brain is not healthy enough to think your way back to where you knew yourself. You know, when we were 100,000 years old, and you no longer have the ability to think on that level anymore. So you just become a puppet. And these white people continue. Remember, they're not all over the world. They don't own the world. But they manage to stay in this precinct and dominate, and watch us fall. I mean, lower and lower and lower. That's what they do. And make it seem like they have the whole world in their hand. No. I mean, there are some other people out there that I think know a little better, and their life situation afford them to not fall under AD and Adamini like we do. You see, because these guys, they find the place in among the African people, because we are the ones that bring up a big number of society. And then these white people come and mix themselves in with us, that they are talking, they look like us, and none of us will, you know, averse to it, we accept them, right? Until we don't want to rebuke the things that our culture is not a part of. We have taxonomic blood. It's not the same blood white people have. When they push up themselves and you have a guy named a boxer, Chris Bird, he married to a white woman and have children. And so many. So many of African indigenous men, they want white women. Now, there's no ifs, ands, or but. They are looking at the downside of life and think it is the upside of life. Because these white people are hominid. They are not human. So you think you're married to a human? No, it's not a human you're married to. White women are not human beings, said the world history, and their transformation is something that they did vile, violent, okay? And that association with our blood, you know, I mean, they use it and gone up to the moon, okay? And decide now, okay, they're going to change our language. They're going to teach us a different way of speaking. That's what they have done, and they have done it very successfully. That today, people above what we consider average intelligence, who can read well and stuff like that, you talk a little thing that is, you know, on the technical side, that we are capable of discerning, because we are hybrid. We are not like, you know, uncivilized hominid, okay? So there are a lot of things we can, on our own, see and visualize, and they have a little of our blood. They'll be able to do some of what what we can do, but they cannot to the full. They are not supposed to take no place in our life. You see what I mean? So the thing is, We have a crisis, because when we are not able to read the Bible, I know the Bible is full of trash, nonsense. And you cannot be convinced. It means 100,000 years ago, when, you know, the peril, and they wrote the Bible about the fall of man. I heard them talking about what causes the Bronze Age to fall. And let me tell you something. I was listening. They don't know somebody's one side listening to what they're saying, because over, you know, these few hundreds of years, I don't read of anybody who challenge these people with the lies of the Bible. I don't see nobody. You see, these people pull up the Bible alive. Well, Bart Ehrman and Ray Higgins. I know those two prominent people. You mean of all the millions or billions of us, only those two people? I mean, you know, I mean, I am one of them, but, you know, I was never a preacher like them. They were preachers. I was never a preacher. I just come up, you know, just a common person. And it's what is the faith guide me that causes me to consider and meditate certain things. You know, I mean, we are on a planet. It's called Earth, right? And I'm reading, we have a count for time on Earth. World History textbook, first primates came about, evolutionary creature. You hear they talk about evolution, Darwin's theory and all that kind of stuff. That's what these white people are all about. And if you don't know that they are coming along millions of years, they'll fool you, especially if you're just born the other day, and they come and morph up our character and take everything over from us, look like us, talk like us, and all that kind of stuff. You don't stand a chance at becoming civilized much at all. Because though you may be born with the blood and the taxonomy and everything, when these white people tell you about Jesus and you don't know nothing else, you have to stay underneath that. Even when he add you little bit of knowledge, you'd find out, say, no, go like that. But you see, from you don't know anything, your church is going to be your place of choice. You see what I mean? So I hear these guys, white men, white audience, talking about their experience over, you know, few hundreds of years. And their audience, you know, not unless they educate themselves and want to know the truth. Some of them want to know the exact truth. That's true. However, what I'm trying to say to you, they come and they, what you call, imperial colonialism. And everywhere we are, they come and come jack up next to us. Okay? And behave like, in a lot of ways, they have what they call the White House. The White House. On our territory. Well, this is not just only one. But these people are sodomites. And you're reading out Genesis 19, both sodomites and what they do. And they were destroyed, and some of them survived. The sodomites. All right? Well, there was one, Sodom and Gomorrah. And I read that there will be a second. Because see, them here take over the world and don't care nothing about the divine gods who set up all of the great things on earth. And these white people take it over. And everywhere they have certain places now that is being revered around the world. Anywhere they go and set up their establishment. They are the wealthy of the wealthies. You don't see. And you don't have any African people who is even slightly thinking how to reinstate the laws of the gods and let it be the power that control civilized orderly people, not white people. White people only have Europe for themselves because they were there before the gods came here and apportioned lands to those of them who wanted it. First of all, it was only the gods them that have portion of the land for their offspring. All right, since they used their blood and created the hybrid ethnic people, at the end of the succession of rule is only us, not white people, are doing everything to totally erase our existence. Why make them do it? You know, it would mean then that what the gods they have created have no more use, and is that they don't care to protect us against enemies and stuff like that, because these white people are enemies where they come from, out of evolution. They come from came out of evolution. That's where they come from. When we don't know that, we leave them to do all of the filthy things that they want to do. And we don't have a say. We are giving government, and they come and talk about they are the government. Well, it means that, look, I am going to stand up and tell them, say, look, you don't have a government here, you know, and you need to take the road and go back to Europe. Move out of every one of our territory, because terror, we're going to rain down on you. We don't have anything at all. We don't have anything at all. But if you don't know what's wrong with you, you can't do nothing about it. But what happens if you are told what's wrong with you? It's going to be your fault if you're going to reject that something is wrong with you. Because though you may have, you know, quite a bit of valuable things, but you don't measure your existence like that. You measure your existence according to your creation and your bloodline. You see what I mean? That's what we use to gauge who we are. And we do not allow this kind of thing to happen, like what is going on right now. What is going on right now is that white people who are sodomites take over the world and silence the people of civilization. Because, I mean, we don't get anywhere yet with this problem of booting out white people who think that America is theirs. You see what I mean? They're out there and they are telling their people all the lies, as it were, making them into a army full of frenzy, ready to destroy the people who don't do them anything. You know, but it's gone too far. But I don't think it's gone too far for the gods to stand and defend us in the context that we have gone astray. We are raised up in ignorance, and all kind of things happen to us. Have we learned anything? Have we learned anything? And have we learned about where we come from? Have we? If we don't do that, if we do not do that, we are not dealing with our Creator. Our Creators give us wisdom. And look, all of what we are seeing as wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in our civilized world, it's all come from the gods. It's all come from them. So when these white people behaving like, oh, they are the ones who are always, they're lying about what happened at the Bronze Age. Look, I read a long time now, when I say long time, a while ago, there is a timeline on these white people, you know. They don't seem to understand that. And it is in the World History textbook. Now, they don't have anything at all to go against the World History textbook that tells when they left Africa and go up to Europe and into Asia, they can't spin that, these white people. They think that they can lie, but the truth is more, I mean, by far, don't compare with the lies that these guys are telling. They tell some dead-end lies. They are not going to get out of it. Timeline is something that they lie about simply because what? No, they beat our brains out to nothing. So a generation that is, let's say, purge from what those of us who suffer, you know, from time gone by, and we suffer, our people are killed and stuff like that. All right. Once we go on and talking about, we are like 100,000 years now from when they throw their rhesus monkey blood inside our system. There is going to come a generation that are called the residue. You know, a residue. A residue of the people who have the right civilized sense. And these white people will be no more. You see. Now they can laugh and skin them teeth and about, you know, what and what they do with African people, and they belittle black African people and all them kind of thing. They do it for a while, but guess what? The gods, they can afford to make it go on, because the people that they create are people capable of defending themselves. When we decide that we're not going to defend ourselves, well, you know what? They were not our they were not our slaves, right? They created us to work for them. So they are never going to put themselves in a place where, you know, they are struggling to protect us. No, when we have all the sense to protect ourselves, these white people must come to the point where they know that, look, when they throw their bad blood inside of us, we were just 100,000 years old and begin to, like, go out into other settlements outside of Africa, right? And it is since then that we have been suffering, our brain lose its orbital power. And here we are, just have to satisfy with what white people do. But the point is, we have never failed to take care of ourselves. But when something happens, all right, I say we fall from grace. We fall. We don't have no sense now. It's the worst thing to happen. If you get up in the morning and you're able to, you're coherent enough to do everything you want to do, get into your car, drive, go and do what you want to do. I mean, you want, what happens if you wake up and you don't feel good and your head, your brain don't feel all that coherent, you know, you don't feel the energy, and you don't have the mind to know where everything is at, right? Well, something has gone wrong with your brain. So listen, the time will come when there will be at least one person to destroy everything Sodomites have done. That's right. And if they think they can come into this experience and destroy everything and call themselves like the gods of it. Well, I would even wish them good luck, because they don't in any kind of way deserve any kind of good luck. Yes. So what I'm telling you about is that when I listen to these white people talk lies about what they have done, and I know the timeline is cursing them evil to talk those things that are not true. You see, it's not true. They are the ones, because now I read that they were called sea people. Sea people. They were criminals. Okay? And they are the ones that began to trail the African people when we leave Africa and coming out into the West. They are the only creature that began to be criminal and disrespectful to the African people. Nobody but them. There's nobody but them. You see? So, when they talk about, oh, somebody did this, you know, they are caught destroying the Bronze Age. But they'll sit up in front of their audience and talk about, they don't know who did it, but somebody did it. There's nobody around but these white people are criminals. Only they alone. And not one place, not two places, not three places. But African people become afraid of them. Now, I know for sure they have, if they have sense, they know who to be afraid of. But as far as they are concerned, I don't put any trust into them to understand what is real, what is equitable, what is a government jurisdiction. They only know about themselves. Who think they have jurisdiction unto themselves? Anything they say, that's what it is. You know what I mean? That's not a civilized kind of character, that. But they like the idea of emulating the African civilized people. They love that. Oh, gosh, yes. They love that. And now, you hear they talk about their wife and stuff like that. 100,000 years, they never have no wife, no spouse. They did not wear cloth for clothing 100,000 years ago. Today, they make you want to think that, oh, they've been here and they've been talking like they're a human being and all that. That's what they're doing right now. And we don't have anybody. At least, you know, that I can say, well, I know Bart Ehrman is out there and Ray Higgins out there. If they are doing the, you know, are repulsing the foolishness that the white people them full up the place doing. At the level that they have been preachers and now they turn around, I would expect that a lot of people would be making a lot of noise. And, like, showing no respect for the Bible. But that's not, they are talking the refutal. But I am not seeing a lot. Although, I cannot be I cannot be, I cannot say in total that they have not borne any fruit, because how can you hear someone telling you that the Bible is full of lies? I mean, any part of the Bible telling lies, a lie, doesn't matter where. However, some of the things that you believe about the Bible, you would be thinking that it should be true, right? You wouldn't think they would lie about certain things. And then you find out, say, it's a lie. The entire Bible about salvation is a lie. But we turn fool. We don't know that when the things are foolishness, because our brain is still affected. So it's going to take somebody who have a different experience, who is able to read and find out that something is wrong with this, something is wrong with that. Because if you can't find something wrong with several notable things in the Bible, at least to say God cannot be a perfect God, because why would he say he regret that he make man? I mean, do you see in any kind of way where fake God, who he and his son make heaven and earth, do you see that God to make mankind, he and his son, and turn around and say he's sorry he make them, when he and his son are perfect? Perfect in the sense that if he has that as a plan, he and his son knew beforehand how they were going to make these two people, right? You don't make nobody come fool you now, come tell you about, you know, he make Adam and Eve give them free will and all those kind of stuff. I mean, couldn't God and Jesus see through their free will and know that they couldn't make them like that and put them on the earth, because that's a sure letdown? But more, Jesus don't want to be a king. He go hide. And there is no fulfillment of he being any king if he were anywhere on planet Earth. As far as we who read, and depend on what we read, no Jesus was in existence at all. These sodomites write all these stories and put them in the Bible, right? And telling us when they are in Palestine, it wasn't steal. They were not stealing anything. Really, really. And you buy that. What were they doing there? What? I read, yeah, they were invading. And they invade Palestine about 300 years before they went back the second time and changed the calendar. And by 66, when A.D. Anno Domini was 66 years old, they started a war with our people in Palestine. And the war went on for about 4 years when they overthrew our people in Palestine. What were they doing there? Caesar Augustus, what was he doing there? They are a different species. They have a different blood from us. They are not like the Chinese to us, and Indians and the other ethnic groups of people who are subgroups of our sapien species. White people don't belong to sapien, but them start calling themselves Homo sapien. Now, if we don't do anything about this, then we want the gods to come down and help us. Well, I tell you what, I am going all out with this understanding, and if anybody out there don't want a part of it, all of us will soon dead, and the gods will do what they please to do whenever they want to, right? I just think that I must magnify our Creator. Anybody else want to do it? It's up to them, because I am not going to be rewarded with what you do. Neither will you be rewarded with what I do. We, if we come together and support each other, it is all there is we need to do, right? Because so we will all pur together. And so I'm telling you, white people, if they are people, they are not civilized. They have nothing to do with our civilization. Besides, all they are is criminal, right? And make it seem like, no, it's not them. So I am telling you, white people are with the dogs, because they go to bed together, they have sex together, and that's what they want to turn us into, because they know they are not humans, but they are telling you they are humans. That's what they're doing. And you want to give them the door open. They are not going to go away. And because they have money and stuff like that, oh my God, they can do anything to us, because we now look up to them. Not with knowledge, but with belief in Jesus. And you don't know that they have law, that if you ask them right now, they would try to hide it from you. Like, no, you know, that law was just for a time or something. But they keep on doing the same thing. So if you keep on killing us and treat us nasty, and 1220 AD, Anno Domini, you say that the things you write underneath that law to force us into Christianity, right? And when you write your document, you say you're coming to America to bring true Christianity. That's what you say. Now, when we have all these evidence where these white people tell us what they intend to do with us, cut our throat, right? 16 weeks or so, about three weeks after they did one massacre, they came back and do it time. A massacre, kill these people, burst their doors down and go in and kill their mother, father, and children. That's what they have done. That's just one of the smaller things that they do, is kill these people. Yes. And say, oh God, please, with them killing us, and it was the plan of God. Just like what I tell you, God say he was sorry he created man. And that cannot come out of the mouth of a perfect God. You see what I mean? So you got to know when you find a criminal lying to you, and tell you that your mind must be unnatural. You know? And you buy that, and you find a way to explain it like it makes sense. It doesn't make any sense. There is no unnatural law that you can present that teaches a person to read better. It just don't work. It's impossible. But agape love, they say it's a love. It's that fucking, I'm not a man's asshole. Agape love. They put up all these things in the world for Christianity. And you see, people talk about Christianity like Christianity is a good thing. You know? Because Christianity represents like the the summit of civilized knowledge and civilized action. And these are faggots, homosexual, W something, what a LB. These people are teaching us Africans to turn sodomite. That's exactly what they are doing. It's going to go down easy. It's not. These folks don't come from anywhere, belong to us. Then, but they come here that belong to us. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts that we are here thousands of years before they come around here. And they want to convince us that, no, they just come around. Go back up there. Go fuck your asshole up there in the cave up there. That's what you must do. And, you know, along the way, the gods going to help us, because we only need to be true. We need to be true. They will make the rain fall in due season. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And it's up to you who hear and whether or not you want to get into the knowledge that, you know, it takes some time for us to wake up to it. I wake up to it, and I am going to stay. As long as I have a breath, that's all I want to breathe, is the breath of life. So no ifs, ands, or buts. White people don't belong among us. Our history says it. Our history says it. And everything that pertains to civilization they are all written on. White people are not civilized. They are not humans. There's so many things that they are not, and they said they are. All right, but we're going to see who's going to strip who. Civilization. Totally. Vomit don't help. Can't be civilized. You will never be civilized. Okay? And you will go down into dissolution, because that's what you seem not to realize. We don't do who know nothing. We say we want our space, get off our land, go about your business. Okay? You decide, say, no, this is your place and stuff like that. You're going to see how much it is your place. My friends, Aquarius, nice tune.
Charlie, man. It is good for me. Good for me. And being that I now know what life is like, what life is all about, I just want to get myself up to the highest point of enrichment and to keep my spirit, you know, fully charged up with the knowledge I have and the perception I have. Now, let me try to this synopsis and the headline. It goes like this: it is a serious conscience. It is a serious conscience. I didn't read that right. It is of serious consciences finding that A.D. Anadamani has been always destroying the Elohim kingship. Now, this headline is written from a reply Google made to me. You know, I have been saying, like, asking certain questions and creating some brief chatter with this Google operator. You answer a question, and then it seemed like they're always waiting for you to ask a question, because right away it's like a computerized servant. Anything you ask, it don't make you wait for the answer. Well, you know, it so happens that the people who are running what they call A.D. Anadamani government. And there is the notion that they are a real government. And I decided, well, you know what? You're going to prove that you're a government. As long as I am alive, you're going to prove that you are a government. And you're going to prove where your government come from. Because I know what government has been here and still here in civilized account of what is civilized. Who are the first civilized people? White people don't have anything to prove that they are. None. Because you don't have to be in the world, it's a textbook. They don't. I am sure that I know now exactly where white people come from. And this old bunch of antics that they're putting on and behaving like, oh, this is their world. And when them out there and them a thief from each other and a kill each other and stuff like that, you know, it's like they behave like they need to put us down because they do us bad already. So them start killing them own self. All right. Well, this is Earth. This is planet Earth. You see? And the history tell us what begin to happen on planet Earth. I know that. So I can only tell people what I know. And, you know, so let things go on. I know that life is going on a mighty long time on this planet, over billions of years. And here we are right now. I know not to make myself a fool.
in this experience on Earth, right? So I can, you know, as long as I can understand it, I'm going to, I know to survive. I know to survive. But these white people who decide that they're coming here to make us sodomite, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It is not going to happen. Because there are a lot of natural creation to drive them where they come from. They don't belong among us, and that is a fact. And the only thing that they want to move on to final retribution against them, and they don't want to go back where they come from, well, they don't deserve anything, like pity or nothing. You see what I mean? So if they want to come and make all these old bunch of evil acts be sustained against them, well, if they expect, oh, by the way, they don't care because they don't think anybody can destroy them, although they were destroyed in the first sodomy. Sodom and Gomorrah, they don't, you know, they still, they're not civilized enough to take it seriously that the gods is going to finally get rid of them. You know, they can stay there and try to inoculate up the African indigenous people. But look, we are not that of a big prize to the heavenly government, Nibiru. Because you know what? They can recreate people like us. They can displace us and with a new batch of people, right? So the point is, it's not that we are diamonds or forever. You see, we are limited in our value. And whereas we would be allowed to live and have a good life, I mean, the gods would like to see us do that. They don't want us to turn sodomites all over the place. I mean, they don't make no creatures like sodomites. You see, and these people want to do everything and behave like they ain't doing anything and they're not doing anything wrong. And at the same time, they're pushing this nasty sodomite life on our people. You come on. I want pity from the gods, yeah, to help us out of this terrible, terrible situation that we don't need. We don't want. We don't want none of this sodomite life. You know? And that's what I know we need help with. But we're not going to get much of the help if we don't want to pay respect to our history. We don't deserve anything. But I want to deserve something because I don't have any doubt in what I can see around me and what I have read, right? So I just want to just put my mind, my brain, and lay down and rest on that. And so let life be. So I am telling you that Google, they are the sodomites, you see. And when I sent them the message the other day and tell them, I was like maybe trying to get a title for a show. And what I wrote, the Google respond and say this to me. It is a serious consciences finding that A.D. Anadamani has been always disrespecting the Elohim establishment, kingship. That's what they write and said. They admit it. You see, because throughout the conversation I have been having with them, I am sticking it to them. You see, I am throwing it down on them. They know they are criminals. They don't have no civilization into their bloodline. And they have to come and rape our people to get some of our blood and give us their sodomite blood, disease, and all that. And that's what put us down. All right, but we are a residue here. And as long as we show that we have had a change of the ignorance that we have fell into, and we know better now, we want our God to know we're serious, right? And we want help to free our land of these diseases, of these white people, okay? Get the hypocrisy out and their seared mind, right? Their mind, you know, that is full of wickedness. And they will not refrain. They will never say they're sorry for doing nothing, nothing at all. We didn't go where they were, they come where we are. And to them, it's like we come where they are. These fucking assholes. Are they that blind? They don't see. Nobody ever say, but look, you leave all the way from your place and come here, come kill us off and behaving like, you know, this is your home a long time ago. What's the matter with Ono? Yeah, they don't care about that. So if we don't know what we're dealing with, it is to our loss. Because when we could get rid of these white people long ago, we preach their gospel, Jesus. You see, and Jesus don't exist. God, what am I talking about, don't exist. You see, so them just call God to confuse us, because they don't mean anything about God. So when they're writing a Bible talk about Adam and Eve in a garden, they don't fit anything that they're writing about. Can't you see that? Oh, there's nothing in the Bible that support what these people are talking about. You know, they fuck too much body. You know, see, that it blind them to the thing that they are saying, and they are saying things that are out of the scope of civilization. But they don't care, because we don't behave in a way to make them care. You see what I mean? Okay, my friends. Let's go a little further now. Why the African indigenous hybrid people suffer from white culture sodomy fraud, AD and Adamani? Why? Name the AD and Adamani law that usurp Elohim gods. Name it. Do you know it? I mean, if you're African and you don't know the law that the white people they make, the name, right? Name name the AD Anadamani law. Name that law, white people law, where they met. They make the law that usurp Elohim gods. Right? When they came to, these white people come along in the 16th century or 14th century, they make this law. Yes. He says, yes. And they recite what they told me, that, you know, it is of serious consciences finding that 2022 AD Anadamani has been always invalid. You know, they've been doing it all this time, and they're saying now that they are finding that 2022 AD Anadamani has been always invalid. Them just know, say, it's invalid, and that he them been using to disrespect the gods, overruling the antiquity deities. That's what they're doing, overruling the antiquity deities. They know the deities are for real. Established civilization kingship. See, that's what they say to me. They know that it is true. And I am somebody that is unlike most other people. I am serious about what I'm talking about. And I will be going to the apex to make sure it is sustained. It is sustained. They ain't going to stay here. And if they don't know, right? Well, yeah, the ratchet is going to go up. And if they think that, just like when a plane decided it stalled and it's going to head for the ocean, or some rock bed someplace. There's nothing you can do when you have no solution to keep it flying. It's going to go and destroy everything. So these white people, you know, they don't care because they don't value life. White people don't value life no more than so. You hear me? So we are on the right side. We don't need to be afraid of these white people because they are living a lie. Living a lie. So when they take it like, oh, it's all right for them to come and mess up our life where we settle. Everywhere they think so, all right. Well, you know, it doesn't make any sense, but to them it makes sense. Well, we'll see. Moreover, such removals and relocation destroyed indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. That's we, these white people are killing, counting the dead. Other devastating assaults on these ways of life concluded the Spanish No, it's not concluded. It's included. Okay? Other devastating assaults on these ways of life included the Spanish mission in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government attempts to make Plain Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship systems. The often deliberate destructions of flora and fauna that American Indians used for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. Widespread starvation and malnutrition. The deleterious effects of forced labor. Alcoholism. The demoralization and despair, declining fertility, other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. Yes, my friends. That is what I have to tell you today. That the interest that we ought to have in ourselves, because remember, you know, the time will come when we pass away. What you want your spirit to be when you pass away, if that is of concern to you, well, you don't want to miss out on knowing the right thing and having the right behavior for yourself. This is not a church thing. This is about, you know, thinking about the person that you are and the person you like to be. I wish you all the best and hope that things go the right way in your mind and that you learn to give yourself up to what you would like to be. Prayer for myself too. Blessings to you. We will talk again, hopefully, on the next edition. So, here we go with song Hamebo, No Utah.